Hello, everyone. Welcome back to All Whack. It's been a couple of weeks, probably three by now. But I tend to do that from time to time, take a little hiatus for a couple of weeks. Sometimes it's 6 months. I'm kind of terrible that way, but life gets in the way, and that happens to everyone. So I just kind of needed time. My dad is almost done with his cancer treatment, so that's exciting. But I got a second job, so I'm working at Silver City and catch me at Bath and Body Works, and also taking him to his appointments. So the last couple of weeks have been kind of busy with, you know, getting hired at a new job, having to go to both jobs in one day, and then having to take my dad to appointments. It can be a little overwhelming a lot of the time, so I had to take time to kind of decompress and figure it all out. And then, you know, working on more podcast ideas has not really been on my mind. And then I'm terrible. I have not yet uploaded the bonus podcast for September. And then now I have to do the one for October, which is totally fine. I know what it's going to be. I just have to record it. So the first one that I'm going to release is about Jurassic Park and Jurassic World. I'm supposed to be comparing and contrasting. I kind of do, but also it's just me fangirling because I love the franchise. And then the second one is going to be a review of Taylor Swift's album Folklore. I wanted to spend time with it, love it, listen to it, experience it, analyze it, and then properly review it. Kind of. I'm not a professional, so it's going to be me doing my best. But nonetheless, I actually want to do more music reviews. I really enjoyed doing the My Future one. There's a mosquito in my room. How did it get in here? Oh, Milo, handle it, please. So I want to do more music reviews. I'm thinking about doing Phoebe Bridgers' album, Punisher. I love her so much. I love her. I love Taylor. I love Phoebe. It's all fine and dandy. Do not land on me, sir. Forbidden. No. Ugh. Okay, this is the second time that I've tried to record this episode, and I'm frustrated because Milo was, like, attacking everything on my nightstand. He was attacking the microphone, and then now this mosquito is, like, trying to attack me, and this is uncomfortable. I don't like it. So, Milo, I know you see it. Can you please handle it for me? Thank you. He's gonna jump on the bed. He got his little ready thing happening. Come here. Oh, yep. Come here. Hi. Did you see it? You saw it, didn't you? Yeah? He confirmed. You heard it here, folks. He saw it. He's gonna get it. I don't see it now, though, so we'll figure it out. It's fine. And, oh, I found it. Milo, it's over there. It's over there. It's by the door. Go. It's by the door. Look. Oh my gosh, he's just rolling on the carpets. Okay, whatever. He'll get to it eventually. So I lost my train of thought. But anyway, kind of updating you guys. I have been depressed just the last month. September, been depressed, which is not unusual. I'm depressed year-round, so those of you who have seasonal depression, I envy you, because my depression is all year. Yay. Anyway, moving on. So I've just been kind of trying to do things that, like, make myself happy, give myself that little bit of serotonin boost as much as I can. Milo has been a great help of that, but also he's a little shithead, so sometimes I just want to throw him out the window. What are you doing? Oh my gosh. He's gonna attack me. I see it in his eyes. He's looking at me in a certain way. He's gonna do it. But he is kind of a shithead. I love him, but he's also a shithead. I've been playing guitar a little bit more, trying to just keep my skills up as much as I can. I'm doing terrible, but that's okay. Some progress is better than none. Oh, he's on it. He's on it. He's getting the mosquito. Oh, this is great. Oh, the mosquito flew higher. This is... Oh! Did he get it? Did you get it? Update me here, dude. Make some sound or something. Oh, oh, no. It's flying away. Oh, oh, he got it! Oh, no, he let it go! Ooh, it's like, hell no. It's on the ceiling now. It's like, what the heck was that? That was exciting. Okay. Ooh, it's coming over. Miles on his cat tree. I feel like a football reporter person. Oh, it's in the lights. It's in the corner. Oh, he can't jump that far. Oh, no. Okay, this mosquito caught on to what Milo is trying to do. And Milo is like, damn it. So, I'll keep you guys updated as much as I can. So, Milo's just going to stalk it. Even though it's in the corner, he can't reach. It's okay. He'll figure it out. He'll get it again. I believe in him. That was so exciting. This is my life right now. Like, literally, this is how quarantine is going. Oh! Oh, no! Get it, Milo! It's by my pillow! Get it. He got it. Milo, you literally got it. He's like, what happened to it? Dude, bruh, I think you killed it. Did you kill it? Did it get away? Milo. It's right there. Look. Look. It's on my pillow. I think you killed it. Congratulations. I have to sleep, though, eventually, so I have to, like, clean up your mess, bruh. Don't eat it! Don't eat it! Are you you ate it! No! Oh, my God! He ate it, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, well, he won, I guess. Please don't die. I'll be very sad if you die because you ate that, so please don't. Please do not die. Yeah? All right. He's like, where's another one? I'm gonna find another one. Honey, that was the only one, I hope. But you won, and I'm proud of you. So my life in quarantine now is much more exciting than it was a few months ago, I guess, because life a few months ago was super boring. Like, we were still, like, figuring out how to adjust and, like, what to do, because I don't really leave my house that much anyway, other than, like, work and taking my dad places. So, you know, not a lot going on, but that was probably the most excitement that I've seen in, like, the last couple of weeks, is Milo attacking that mosquito. I'm glad I got to share that moment with everybody, and now we can move on successfully. Hopefully he's a little more calm now. I don't know where Milo went. He's probably in my laundry basket or something. Yeah, I don't need to talk about anything else. That was amazing. So having to record podcasts at odd times is just how I've accepted doing life. I've had recordings of podcasts the last couple of weeks, but I don't like them. I don't like how I sound. Usually I don't listen to my podcasts and I just upload them, but like those ones I could tell, I was like, ugh. After I was done, I was like, I don't feel satisfied with that recording. So I would just delete it and then like not do anything for 2 days and then try again and then hate that one too. You know, it was a process. So today I'm actually like, you know what, I feel like talking. I'm in a talky mood. But I've been trying to do things that, like, make me happy to boost my serotonin. So I've been trying to read, but the books that I've read, I haven't really been enjoying. There is one, though, that I'm reading, and I'm trying. I think I made myself purposely lose interest because I don't want to, like, read all my books about dinosaurs. I'm learning about dinosaurs. I'm so excited. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take my obsession with Jurassic Park to the next level. So I'm reading a book by a paleontologist. So this is great. From the source. And then I read like a Magic Treehouse book and then the companion book. And then I read ones for children to kind of like get the gist in very layman's terms. Like, hey, this is it. And that was very helpful. I'm glad I did that. And now I'm reading a book by a paleontologist. I'm also reading a book by Haruki Murakami. It's called After the Quake. It's a bunch of short stories. I don't think I'm really liking it that much. So I don't like it. And then I read The Devil All the Time. The book was okay. The movie was okay. However, Tom Holland and Robert Pattinson freaking killed it. They nailed it. Amazing. Amazing performances done by both. Highly recommend. If you like to read, I would recommend the book. It wasn't bad. It's not my usual book that I like to read. I was under the impression it was going to be a lot more hardcore than it was. To me, it was not that hardcore because I guess I'm just that demented. But on a positive note, I could probably read more horror books, I guess. I don't know. Psychological thriller type things and be okay. So, I mean, cool. Broaden my book horizons. That's great. Highly recommend the movie, though. I think, too, with the book, it's like I've seen the visual. I've seen The Walking Dead. I've seen people be ripped open. So, you know, reading The Devil All the Time wasn't, like, terrible. But then, like, seeing the movie and then, like, but even The Walking Dead, it's not the visual that bothers me. It's the people screaming in pain and fear and, like, disbelief that this is happening. So, like, that kind of happened, too, with The Devil All the Time and certain things. Definitely, though, if you're a very sensitive human being, like, if you are a Hufflepuff in every sense of the word and feeling of being a Hufflepuff, I don't recommend the movie. But you can do whatever you want. I am just forewarning you of what you might see and witness, and I'm trying to save you if that's not what you're into. So, yeah, impromptu review of book and movie. Recommend both, probably movie over book if you don't like reading. But if you like reading, I do recommend the book. But again, if you are a Hufflepuff, I don't really recommend either, but you are free to do as you please. So what else have I been doing? Listening to Phoebe Bridgers. I love her. I love her so much. She's amazing. She simultaneously boosts my serotonin as well as depletes it. If that makes sense. Listening to her brings me joy. The feelings I get from her lyrics depress me, but also bring me joy. It's a weird, there's gotta be a word for that. Some fancy Latin word. There has to be. I don't know what it is, but I'm sure there is one. Let's see. What else? I buy books. That brings me joy. I love to read, if you have not noticed. I have recently restarted watching Gilmore Girls. Every time I watch Gilmore Girls, which is, this is probably like the fourth time now that I'm watching it, I'm like, oh man, am I team Dean? Kinda, yeah, but Dean is a little clingy. And then, like, I'm like, you know what, I'm team Jess. And then I'm like, wait, Jess is also a shithead. But intellectually, Jess is amazing. Dean is a little bland. Jess is a little more cultured. Then there's Logan. I don't really like Logan, but obviously Logan is Rory's favorite. That is all I will say, because I'm sure a lot of you don't watch Gilmore Girls. But if you want to talk Gilmore Girls, hit me up. I will talk about it all day. Let's see. Reading, Gilmore Girls, listening to music, Jurassic Park, Milo. Those are kind of a lot of things that bring me serotonin. Writing just in my journal to get my anger thoughts out. I've been angry a lot too. I've just been really angry. I've been thinking a lot more about moving, actually. I really want to move. I don't mind, like, moving just out of my parents' house, but I don't necessarily want to live in Washington or the Kitsap, Seattle area. I don't really want to live there, even though I've lived here my entire life. But I feel like you really grow when you move away from what you're used to. So that's kind of what I want to do. I'm thinking, like, Oregon. I thought about Oregon. I thought about Las Vegas. I'm like torn between Salem, Oregon, in between Salem and Portland. I don't know if I actually want to live in Portland, and Las Vegas. Those are like the areas that I would really want to live in. But even Las Vegas, I would live on the outer rims of Las Vegas, not actual Las Vegas. So, that'd be cool. I also kind of want to live in California, but California is scary right now. So I figure it's best to avoid. But also, I'm not moving, like, right this second, you know? I'm like, there's things that I need to accomplish before moving. And, you know, there are some things I don't need to accomplish before moving. But there are a couple things where I'm like, you know what? These need to be done before I move to a different state. So that is the plan. So far, very vague plan, but you know what, you gotta start somewhere, right? And I put on a movie, and like Milo's just watching it and it's adorable. Don't judge me, it is the second Jurassic Park movie, we love it. He also loves Disney movies. Oh, I went to Goodwill and I found so many Disney movies. So I'm like, F you, Disney Plus. I have all of them on DVD. Except Hercules. I need Hercules. I think Hercules is the critical one that I am missing right now. So if you find Hercules at a Goodwill, or you have like 4 copies of Hercules on DVD, I will gladly take that from you. If you are willing to part with it. Or if you find one, I will pay you back the $3. Actually, it'd probably be $4 because Hercules is just that good. Oh, man. Okay. This is random. Harry Potter. So as I wanted to take my Jurassic Park love to the next level by reading about dinosaurs, I also have been looking into, like, becoming a paleontologist. Which might be a little bit of a stretch, but I just wanted to see what that would entail. So I did. I'm bad at science and math, so it probably won't be the road for me, but I wanted to know. You don't know until you look it up, right? But then taking my Harry Potter love to the next level, I go into TikTok. I've made it to the Harry Potter Draco side of TikTok, which is very interesting, by the way. And I love it there, so I'm like, you know what, I think I want to, like, do some Harry Potter themed TikToks, because Harry Potter brings me a lot of joy. J.K. Rowling sucks, she's terrible, we don't like her, but Harry Potter has helped me, like, so much. Harry Potter has helped me, J.K. Rowling has not helped me. As a person, J.K. Rowling has never really helped in any way. She just created this world that is so much bigger than she is now, and she just sucks. And then, like, Harry Potter, like, the fandom is so much more than J.K. Rowling, and I completely understand, though, if people want to, like, disassociate from Harry Potter and everything because of her and, like, her bigotry. But, like, for me, I'm just, like, it is so important in my life that I can't disassociate. I can, like, burn J.K. Rowling. I don't care. But, like, I care a little bit. Please don't burn people. But, like, I can block her on the internet and not have to deal with her. And then enjoy Harry Potter. Because it's done. There's nothing more, except for the Fantastic Beasts, but even that's garbage. So, like, I mean, the Harry Potter movies are done. The books are done. The actors have come out and said how much J.K. Rowling sucks. So I'm just like, okay, I can still support the movies that I already own on DVD. J.K. Rowling is not receiving any royalties every time I watch my DVD copy of Harry Potter. So I can rest assured. She won't get anything for that shit. So I still choose to watch it, but I completely understand if people don't want to anymore because of her. But yes, I want to go to Harry Potter TikTok because more creativity. I like cosplay too. Cosplay is a lot of fun. I used to do, like, when TikTok was Musical.ly, I did a lot of Harley Quinn, like, cosplay because it was a lot of fun. Like, I loved doing the makeup that way. I was already super pale and, like, I was just really good at it, like, not gonna lie. I had a fun time doing it, so I made a lot. I made quite a few of them. I don't even know if Musical.ly is still a thing, actually, but that'd be kind of funny to try and find. Actually, are your Musical.ly's still, like, your Musical.ly account would still be TikTok? I don't know. Daisy, help. Because I don't know. Well, I think I'm going to wrap it up there before I ramble too much about random things. But I just wanted to share with you things that have helped me boost my serotonin. Please, tell me things that boost your serotonin, because maybe I can then use it to boost mine. And then we're all helping each other get more serotonin, because serotonin is important in this quarantine life that we are all living right now. Or you should be living. You should be living the quarantine life. If you are not and you are partying, shame. Mass amounts of shame. That's all I have to say. Well, everyone, definitely have a great night. Because it is the nighttime for me. Have a great day, morning, whatever time it may be for you. I like to think people listen to it this at night, even though I put it out in the morning. I don't really know why. I like the nighttime. The nighttime is a great comfort to me, but also horrifying, so that's fun. And it is October, so I guess that would make sense. Yes. Yes, yes. All right. Oh my goodness. I need to go to bed. Anyway, everybody, stay groovy and remember, wear your mask. I think you can still get fined for it and arrested, possibly. I don't know. I've been staying out of that. I'm like, no, can't. I just know what I have to tell people at work, and that's all that matters. Well, everyone, I'll catch you next time. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.